7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
If you're hearing strange sounds coming out of your speakers, it's probably because you're tuned to me. My name is Tobe. You're listening to Anon Radio. And I gotta tell you, I am not doing super great today. I got up real early, very, very early in the morning. In the actual morning, not my morning, meaning, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, but actual morning. Like 8:30 a.m. And that's not good. That's after going to bed at about 5:45 or 6 a.m. And I feel a little bit better now, but I put that thing down for a second. When I got up super early at 8:30 or whenever, I couldn't go back to sleep and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, ugh, well, if I'm up, I might as well go out and look for some dudes. So I grabbed my camera and I drove over to my wetlands preserve. It's very close to my house. It's not even a mile away. I just got to go zip, zip, zip. I drive over there. And so I was running around in there. It was a little bit cooler today, so... And it was overcast. It was kind of windy, so that's kind of good for me. It's only about 75 degrees when I went outside. It got hotter, though. And what did I see? I didn't really see Jack. I didn't see any mushrooms. I didn't see any dudes at all. A couple rabbits. But, I see rabbits everywhere. Hell, I got two baby rabbits hanging out in my backyard every day. Every time I'm making tea, I'm at the sink. I'm like, hi, bun. Oh, there's a baby bun. I like baby buns. But today I went out onto the water. Went out on the boardwalk on the water. And those ducks that I like, I don't know what kind of ducks they are. But they were doing their thing. They were in the shallow water. And the water's shallow enough that they don't have to dive. They just, stick their heads in the water. And they root their bills in the silt. And they look for whatever it is they're looking for, some kind of bugs or worms or whatever the hell ducks eat, I wouldn't know. And they're brownish and they have cool feathers, but the best part about them is, I don't know if it's just the males or if it's the males and the females, but they have, under their wing, they have a blue stripe. They're sort of plain brown and amber-colored ducks. And then they got this blue stripe. And when I say a blue stripe, I don't mean it looks vaguely blue. I mean it looks like somebody airbrushed it with, like metallic paint. It looks like a racing stripe. It looks like the graphic on the side of a Fast and Furious car. You know what I'm talking about. These ducks, when you look at them from the side, they look like they're smiling, too. They're always very happy-looking ducks, and they're always real happy to see me. They're like, oh, hi, and I'm like, hey. And they go back to doing their thing. But today, when I was out on the boardwalk, there was some guys doing their thing kind of close, and one guy looked up, and he flashed me his racing stripe. And I got a good picture. Got a really good photograph of the stripe, and he's smiling, and there's a couple of other ducks around them, and they're all diving for whatever duck food they're looking for. It's awesome. Here, let me put up a link. You can see the picture for yourself, and you can look at their blue racing stripe. Like I said, I don't know what kind of duck this is, but, obviously, it's some kind of racing duck. I mean, just look at it. You can tell. And that just makes me wonder, okay, well, if there's racing ducks, I want to go to the duck races, and I don't know where they are. They might have them in this pond. I just don't know when they are. just apparently not when I'm there. I would go to the duck races. I would go to them, and I would probably wager on the outcomes if that's available. I don't know if it's pari-mutuel betting or what. Again, like I said, never been to the duck races. But I know there's lots of racing stuff in that pond. There's a lot of turtles in that pond, and I run into them all the time, and sometimes they're out on the land and be walking around and like, oh, hey. And I've always wanted to paint numbers on their shells. You know how on the top of NASCAR race cars, they got the big number painted there so everybody knows who it is. That's what I want to do with these turtles. And I find these turtles all the time, and I can just grab them. I see them in the water. I could pick them up if I wanted to. The only problem is whenever I find the turtles, I never have my paint with me. So I don't know. There's like no good way to plan it. What I should do is I should get a cache together of a few bottles of paint and some paint brushes, maybe some primer, maybe some polyurethane spray to, you know, shine them up, maybe some turtle wax, you know what I'm saying? And then I could put this in a waterproof container and then leave it hidden somewhere at the wetlands, and so that when I do get turtles, I then have a painting station I can go to and paint them up. And I would paint them up to kind of look like popular NASCAR drivers' cars. Put those numbers on them and maybe get some stickers. I don't know if stickers is a good idea. Stickers could potentially come off, and then somebody could try to eat one, and I wouldn't want dudes choking on stickers. That wouldn't be cool. I mean, numbers is funny, but choking on stickers, that's not comedy. So, you might be surprised to hear my references to NASCAR. And you might be surprised to hear that I'm kind of a NASCAR fan. I do like to watch it. I was just watching some right now. People are often surprised to hear this, but the truth of the matter is I got hooked on it a few years ago. I don't know, it's been like 10 years ago. It was like a snowy day or something. I was staying inside, and it was like a Sunday, and I didn't have anything else to do, and I turned on the TV, and it was just caught the beginning of a race, the pre-game show where they're telling everybody about everything that's going on, and apparently this was at some important time in the racing season, and I caught it just right, and somehow they hooked me. They hooked me with the drama, and I started to care about, oh my gosh, I wonder if that guy will make it. I wonder if that guy will win. Oh, if that guy makes it, then that guy won't. Oh, this is terrible. Oh, the drama. And so I watched the race, and I was really excited, and I sat down as kind of a social experiment. I decided, oh, okay, I'm going to watch this to see. You know, this is when NASCAR was starting to get really big again, and everybody was talking about it. Oh, it's bigger than football. Now all the political candidates are trying to get all the NASCAR dads. So I had to see what this NASCAR business was all about. Oh, they hooked me, and I caught a couple of races for the rest of that season. Then I had to wait 3 months for it to start up again, and then I was hooked. And for about, I don't know, 5 or 6 years, I was really into it. I watched every race that I could, but I don't know. My interest fell off last year a little bit. My interest isn't as great this year, but I try to catch it when I can. One of my favorite guys, his name is, what's that guy's name? Kyle Busch. And I like him because he's super funny, and he also drives a candy car. And I like candy, so I'm always rooting for the guy who drives the candy car. And usually it's M&M's. So there's like the M&M's guys painted on it. It's yellow car, and it's got the M&M guys on it. It's got packages of M&M's on it. And when I say M&M guys, you know the two talking M&M's you see on TV all the time, the red guy and the yellow guy, they're on there. And I like the M&M's car. And there's also a Skittles car. Today, Kyle Busch was driving the Skittles car, so it's red, and it's got Skittles painted on it, and the Skittles logo all over the place, and like a package of Skittles painted on the front. It's like, woohoo! And I'm always happy when candy cars beat something boring like oil. Like, there's a couple of oil cars, and of course there's beer cars. Then there's like really strange cars that I don't know what they are, like Smithfield, which is, I was just watching it, and it's something to do with pork, so it's like the pork car. I think there was a milk car at one point in time. I haven't seen it in a while. There's always, you know, hamburger cars. There's always soft drink cars. But I like the candy cars. Sometimes the candy cars are gum cars. And one time, this is a couple years ago, I was watching a race, and there was four gum cars in the same race. And I was like, wow, what gum do I want to win? Because the race was between Big Red and Juicy Fruit and Spearmint, Wrigley Spearmint, and maybe their other gum. Who the hell knows? It was great, though. It was an all-gum race. Well, and, you know, 39 other cars. I like NASCAR a lot just because you don't have to do anything. I mean, you just sit there and watch the cars go around, and sometimes they crash. It's super scary. It's like, holy crap. I mean, cars go flying in pieces. Oh, it scares the crap out of me. I hate that. And then they have to throw the yellow flag, and it stops the race, and it's boring and dumb. It's like, okay, now I got to change the channel, find some cartoons to watch because the race had to stop. But I like Kyle Busch because he's funny, and everybody seems to hate him. And I was watching this one race, and he won, and I was like, all right, everybody was happy, but, like, the crowd didn't like it. And they were booing in there, boo, boo. And he was standing on top of his car, and he was bowing to him, and he was waving the checkered flag, and everybody in the stands, I swear to God, there was 5,000 people in front of him with their arms extended and giving him the middle finger. And screaming obscenities and throwing beer cans and stuff at him. It was nuts. And I mean, when I say everybody, two-handed birds, just expressing a great deal of discontent with Kyle Busch. And after the race, the girl who's the sportscaster, but not really, they just got her there for her boobs. They have her interviewing Kyle Busch, and she said something, well, what did you think about all of those people giving you the finger after the race? And he said, well, I don't know why they were telling me I was number one. I'm number two in the points. I don't know what they were talking about. Are they confused? And he was being a smartass, see, because in the overall rankings for the season, he was number two in the points standing. And I guess I like him because he's a dick with plausible deniability, if that's such a thing. There he is, pretending like he doesn't understand that the people are flipping him off. But in reality, he's just giving everybody else, screw you, I don't care. And he's awesome. And he always hangs out with little kids and does cool stuff and does Make-A-Wish Foundation stuff and all that kind of crap. But I've got ideas for him. He should have a writer in his contract that says that the M&M's company has to give him, like, cases and cases of M&M's. And then he could give out M&M's and throw them out to people when he wins. Or, you know, it'd be even better. If I was Kyle Busch, I would have, like, pneumatic cannons in my car. You've probably seen pneumatic guns for shooting hot dogs or t-shirts at sporting events like football games, and they shoot t-shirts up into the crowd and boom. Now, strangely enough, I know a lot about making pneumatic cannons. So if I was Kyle Busch, whenever I won a race, then I would just drive around the track and just set off my car full of pneumatic cannons, boom, 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 shooting packs of M&M's up into the crowd. That'd be awesome. M&M cannon. Maybe I should do that. Make an M&M cannon. But speaking of pneumatic things, I do like to make confetti cannons, and I like to make other pneumatic things. They're fun. You can do crazy stuff. But one of the best things I ever made, and I'm loath to call this an invention again, because it's not necessarily an invention. I didn't invent a new thing so much as I found some stuff, and I interfaced it. I put it together so it would work in a way that somebody didn't occur to somebody to do before, and you're going to love this one. A number of years ago, 10 years ago at least, well, maybe not that, it doesn't matter. I was in a discount car parts store, and I found an air horn for like $15, which is pretty cheap. When I say air horn, I mean it came with a little compressor and a relay, and two air horns to make your car sound like a truck. You know, honk, honk, just this really loud horn. Now, I didn't want the horn at the time. I wanted the little compressor, because it's a tiny compressor, the size of a 6-ounce tomato paste can, or maybe even a little bit smaller. And so I bought the thing, and, you know, I even had a coupon, so I didn't even have to pay that discounted price. It was great. I got it super cheap. And I ended up taking the compressor and putting it in my car, so I, well, this may or may not be legal in this state or other, so you, and this has no bearing on the story, so you don't need to know what I did with the compressor. Suffice it to say, the other parts that came in the kit, I just had sitting on a shelf for years. And I'd walk by a shelf and I'd see the specifically the horns, you know, the air horns, they're red and black, and they're just sitting there. Like, what am I ever going to do with those? There's no way for me to do anything with them because I got the compressor in the car used for something else. I don't know what I'm ever going to use those horns for. And then one day, years later, and this was about a year and a half ago, or 2 years ago now. And this is awesome. Well, I'm going to have to take some pictures. So by the time you're hearing this, I'll probably have uploaded some pictures of this device. So here's a link for you now. And that's what this device is. What I decided to do is, one day I was making a confetti cannon for a friend out of some PVC. And suddenly it occurred to me, oh my God, I could make a portable air horn out of the two horns that I have and just the regular parts that I use for making a confetti cannon. I just don't need to put a barrel on it or anything. No, don't need to put anywhere to put the confetti. No confetti needed. Oh, and this is one of the better ideas I had. So I got all the parts together and I built an air tank and I put a Schrader valve on one end so you can charge it up with like a bicycle pump. Because my whole line of thinking here is, you know, if you ever go to sporting events, somebody's always got an air horn, and it's a little, like, aerosol can, and it's got a little plastic horn on it, and it goes, hang, hang, and you hear them all the time. People take them to graduations and all kinds of stupid stuff, and ostensibly they're used for boating, because sometimes boats don't have horns, and sometimes you need a horn, so, hang, hang, you have this stupid little wimpy-ass horn. Well, one of the events that I like to attend is football games, obviously, and we used to have an indoor football team here, and when I say indoor soccer, I mean football rapido, not futsal, if you know the difference. Basically, football rapido is it's like seven-man soccer played on a hockey rink, but no ice. You know, put down AstroTurf, and you can kick the ball off the walls. It's awesome. Okay, well, we had a team, and I thought, oh, okay, I'm getting tired of all those stupid little air horns. I'm going to show these stupid clowns how it's done. Okay, because, you know, what are you going to do? And I'm already the TIFO master. I'm the guy who's always making the TIFOs. I got all this crazy, you know, I get sheets of foam core and I would make big signs and mosaics and all kinds of crazy crap. And I even had one that was a Hello Kitty in a Viper uniform. That was our team, the Vipers. And it said, Hello Viper at the bottom. So yeah, whenever you're watching the news on those game nights, you could always see there's me standing up there with my weird signs and stuff. So I'm going to build this horn, I'm thinking. So I built the horn, and I had to go to the hardware store to get a couple parts. I had to get some a little bit more airline, and I had to get another, I don't know what you call it, not a manifold, but a thing to hook hose up to so I can then screw it onto the air tank. And I go through all this rigmarole, and I put a ball valve on it with a big handle on the side, and had to cut a piece of wood to mount the horns on. Then I had to mount the little piece of crossbar wood to the air tank. And so what I ended up having is this thing that, I don't know, it kind of looks like a crossbow, and it's maybe about 3 feet long. Call it just shy of a meter long. It's not very wide. It's only about a foot, foot and a half wide at the most. But it has that very say hello to my little friend kind of feeling to it. And it's loud as hell. And, you know, I would love to demonstrate it for you, but I'm just going to blow this little recorder up. I'm going to clip everything. You're never going to hear it. Just to demonstrate it for people, I have to go halfway up the block. I have to get at least 90 yards away just to... Yeah, this thing is awesome. And you can charge it up with a foot pump or any kind of air compressor or another air tank or just about anything. It's got a Schrader valve. Schrader valve is the kind of air valve that's on your cars, on your tire, on your cars, or on your bicycles. Very simple to use. If you need to make one of these yourself, you go ahead and email me. I will basically give you the rundown how to go about doing it and how to making it safe without having a pressure vessel blow up in your face. The horrible irony to this little story is that there was never another season of our soccer team. They lost just enough money and they couldn't get new investors in, and now I'm sitting here with this massive portable air horn and of course, you know, I've got a jersey and all my other stuff and nothing to do with it. So I can make very loud noises, but nowhere to make the loud noises. You know, maybe this is a good thing though, because I can tell you right now, as an ultra football fan, and if you don't know what an ultra is, you're just going to have to look it up. See also Barra Brava. I'm kind of glad that the season didn't start, because I knew if I ever took this air horn in and if I ever used it in this building that I would have been thrown out again. Some more. I mean, whatever words you want to use here. Because this building that they played it in, our old Civic Auditorium, still standing somehow. When you walked up the ramps, you see these huge architectural cracks. This building is 6 years old. It's falling apart. But, you know, it's your typical sort of basketball arena. It's all concrete, steep-sided. It's a giant bowl. It's all cement. And I don't know what the capacity is. About 8,000 maybe. I don't think it's 10. You know, we only ever had like 2,000 to 3,000 people in there for those football games. So it's hard for me to guess. And so, you know, with all that open concrete and the metal ceiling, anything that would have been so loud. You know, and there's like 40 to 50 psi behind these things being channeled through these two horns that are meant to be mounted on top of a semi truck. Okay, so imagine me standing up there with my Vipers scarf on and my Vipers jersey, you know, standing clear up the back. Oh, we would have gotten kicked out. When I say we, I mean me and Doug, of course, because Doug is always the guy who's doing these crazy things with me. We almost got kicked out one day just for using whistles. We had a couple whistles. I had a British policeman's whistle, you know, a Bobby's whistle, hoot hoot. And they did not like that. There was some frog wash going on the field, and a fight broke out, and Deco Silva goes running off the bench, and we're screaming and yelling and cheering, and I was gonna have to go down there and help my guys out. Doug was holding me back, and he was blowing the whistle in my ear, and I started blowing my whistle, and we were just being loud as hell. And after a while, over the PA, the announcer said, "Hey, stop blowing the whistles, because we can't tell what anybody's doing, and the referees are trying to blow a whistle dead." It was crazy. And then the ushers had to come over here and give us a stern talking to, and they're going to throw us out. And we'll put the whistles away. We're sorry. And we had to act all contrite and all that. And then they went away and we started being obnoxious again, but without the whistles, because I always have to see how my team is doing. Even though I don't have a team anymore, I do have this cool team jersey. It says Tobe on the back, because that's how cool I am. I like football, and I like indoor football because it's air conditioned. And I can go there and watch it, and I don't have to worry about the sun trying to kill me again, because the sun tried to kill me today when I was at the wetlands taking the picture of the duck, and I was looking for other dudes, and I didn't see any, and then the sun came out for a while, and I started getting too hot. So I started heading back to my car, and I started feeling real weird. And, you know, it's like, oh my God, I got to get back to my car. I don't think I'm going to make it. But I can't run. I can't move faster, because then I'll just make myself worse. You know, I'll make myself hotter. And it's just getting bad. And I get back to my car, and I'm like, ugh. And I drove home, and I got something cold to drink. And by that time, it was probably about 11 a.m. And, oh, I felt like death. And so I turned on the TV, and there was a Bundesliga game was beginning to start. And I was like, hey, all right, I'll watch Bundesliga, because, you know, that's what I do. And it was, I don't even remember who it was now. Was it Wolfsburg? I can't remember. It doesn't even matter, because I heard the referee blow the starting whistle, and then I don't remember anything after that. I pretty much passed out, and when I woke up, the game had been over for a while, and they were talking about it, and I was all pissed. It's like, oh, I wanted to watch that game. And then I had to eat and do stuff and blah, and do my stuff and try to get more hydrated, so that's all I do. And that's kind of the bad thing about doing this little radio show, because doing all this talking really dries me out. And, oh boy, if some people knew I was getting this dried out, they would be mad. And they're always mad at me anyway, and they're always, blah, 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 blah. You wouldn't think they would care so damn much. It's like, you can't be out doing this, blah, 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 blah. I can do whatever the hell I want. I can wear a lab coat too. You know, they think they're cool because they wear lab coats and they got their names stitched above the little pocket. It's like, you people suck. I mean, you don't even have cool lab coats. These are just like the $40 lab coats from Lab Supply Company. And they're trash. They're garbage. Monkeys. Oh, I'm winding down. I hope you enjoyed listening to me while I'm extraordinarily bizarre feeling, and my stories about ducks, because I like ducks. And I gotta make a note to myself here, find schedule for duck races. And I like that duck with the blue stripe. I hope you like the duck with the blue stripe. I hope you like my portable pneumatic horn. I want to make more. I want to get like some old diesel horns from like the 60s off diesel engines, diesel locomotives, you know, trains. And because, you know, that's like a 5-horn note. You're just whronk. Oh, and I'd really like to have that be portable. You know, you might have to put it on like a hand truck, like some kind of dolly. And that way you could have like a 12-volt battery on there too, and a little compressor and a big old air tank. Haul that around. Just honk the crap out of people. That would be fun. I would do that. Oh well. Maybe later. Alright. I don't have much more in me. And we've still got about a minute to go. You know what that means, don't you? That's right. You're going to listen to some continuous wave. But I would like to thank you for listening today. My name is Tobe. I am the president and corrupt financial officer of the Dubious Goals Committee. Stay tuned for whoever's coming up next. It might be Barnacle. It might not be, depending on what day this is. I don't know. I'm not looking at the schedule. But you can catch me every day at this same time, this same channel. And thanks, Com, but I'm gone.